Eric Fornishnewan. Ben Zama said, "Who is wise? One who learns from everyone. Who is mighty? One who subdues his passions. Who is rich? One who rejoices in his portion. Who is worthy of honor? One who respects all creatures."
Ben Zoma said, "Mi hacham hamlamed mikol adam, mikol adam, from every human, no matter their biological relationship to us. Min chubad amchabed et habriot, habriot, all the creatures with whom we share this beautiful blue arc of a planet." One consequence of aging is that the older we get, the closer we know we are to returning to the embrace of the earth. And the more clearly we understand that it is a cycle of universal birth and nurturance that is the engine driving our cosmic ecosystem. I consider often our matriarch Rachel, because I am also a Rachel. I am the granddaughter of Treya Rochel and the grandmother of Rachel Shulamit. As a grandmother, I have gained an enhanced awareness of the lineage of female embodiment from the days of the matriarchs through all of the intervening generations. A lineage that includes many women who never bore children in the flesh, such as our teacher, Chana Rochel of Ludomir. In his mystical encounter with Chana Rochel, Reb Zalman heard her express the pain of the engorgement she felt due to the untaught Torah she carried. So many of our foremothers were inhibited from openly transmitting the Torah they embodied, and still, they found a way to nurse their children with their holy essence. I received this transmission from my paternal Bubby Lillian, the only grandparent I knew in this life, a tough, unstoppable life force, from my maternal grandmother, Treya Rochel, beloved of all who knew her for piety, for loving kindness, from my mother, Chaya Rivka, who made a perilous effort to navigate a modern world in which she wanted desperately to make a mark and in which she dreamed I might make mine. Looking forward in our family's lineage, I see the transmission continue through my daughter, Nicole Dvorah Rivka, an inspired nurturer of the future embodied in her two daughters, Shana and Rachel. What some of our foremothers might not have been able to speak, they transmitted from heart to heart, and we have inherited their mandate to transmit the Torah of our lives, whether or not we bear biological children. Whoever teaches a friend's child Torah, it is as if she or he made that child, as it is written concerning the disciples of Sarah and Abraham, the souls they made in Haran. This is no small thing. It is an assurance of our complete human interdependence, our shared Yerusha, as offspring of the primordial Adam that yielded our first parents. This teaching invites each of us to understand ourselves as living expressions of a lineage, to recognize that tradition and lineage are not objects out there with which we are in relation, but rather that we and our biological and spiritual descendants are rather the furthest, greenest growing edge. Our mother, Rachel, dwells in Malchut, in compassionate oversight of the multitudes of her children. She loves them all, even if they are not all of her own womb, because all are sourced in the cosmic womb of Binah, the upper mother. From the lower mother's realm, Rachel nurtures and comforts us all, meeting us at the permeable boundary between the supernal forces and our turbulent, messy, and holy reality. Kol nishma brama Rachel nevaka al baneha. Ko amar Adonai ki yesh sachar lifalatech v'yesh tikva tikva la'acharitech v'shavu vanim ligvulam. A voice is heard in Ramah, Rachel weeping for her children. Thus says the Holy Blessed One, there is reward for your nurturing labors. Your children shall return to their borders. And where are our borders? Within the makom into which all of us have been birthed, and within which we are all sustained by all of the mothers and fathers who fill the world with their ministering love, in emulation of the unified masculine and feminine potentiality of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, completely unified in Shechinteh. Amen.